Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
And welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show, everybody. This is not Wayne Allen Root. He's going to identify as me today. I am Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. He's tall. He's blonde. He is outspoken. Actually, he's not. But today, this is who Wayne's going to be. And every Tuesday, I'm going to join you from the 3 to 4 o'clock hour. That's on Pacific time, 6 to 7 on the East Coast. So you are going to hear my voice now during this hour as we break down all the news stories for you in the only way that Wayne and I know how, which is kind of in your face, passionate, with high energy, and definitely controversial. You know, one thing that's been leading in the news for the last couple days, which really caught my surprise, is because for years, all of us have been watching Joe Biden and saying, he's kind of creepy. You know, creepy Uncle Joe. That's kind of how we got that nickname, right? For years, maybe a decade or more, we have watched Joe Biden on the stage come up from behind women, grab women on the shoulders, stick their nose, his nose in their hair. We didn't know he was smelling their hair. And so that kind of brings me to my next point. What kind of super freak do you have to be to go up behind women and start sniffing their hair? Can we have a dialogue about that a little bit instead of whether or not his actions were appropriate? I think they're highly inappropriate. Do they rise to the level of sexual harassment? Possibly, if it's unwanted. Possibly, if he used these types of actions on subordinates, if he made those women feel uncomfortable. Does it rise to the level of assault? No. But it's highly inappropriate, but it's highly freaky. Not that I want to go there, but does he have some fetishes? Because who sniffs women's hair? If some guy came up from behind me and started sniffing my hair, my knuckles would be up his nose. You just don't do that. But, you know, they want to talk about whether or not this was appropriate. Nancy Pelosi today, she advises Biden to join the straight arm club and keep your distance. Well, those habits might be hard to break, especially when they come to young children. I mean, I remember watching all of these videos, and you know what I'm talking about. Creepy Joe Biden going up to little girls, grabbing them by the shoulders, sticking his nose in their hair, whispering in his ear, whispering in their ear, trying to go in for a kiss on the cheek. And you're watching these little girls kind of stiffen up, right? Their eyes are big. They want to kind of get away. They're pulling away. And, you know, their parents are standing there kind of laughing it off like, oh, that's good old Uncle Joe, handsy Joe, creepy Joe. But sniffing hair, very odd. So whether or not we will see Biden join the straight arm club, whether he can break his, you know, 50 years of habits or 60 or 70 or however how old he is now of habits where he's using these types of tactics against women. And it is kind of a tactic. I mean, come on, sniffing hair. But then you also have to look at who is leveling these accusations. And it's definitely political. This is a political hit job. The Democrats don't want creepy old Joe to run. So they are going to use what Hillary Clinton and her staff called bimbo eruptions, much like they used against President Trump during the campaign. So don't be surprised if they find a woman who said that she was sexually harassed by Joe Biden. Because the Democrats really don't care about sexual harassment. They really don't. Because if they did care, it wouldn't take, a few decades for the Me Too movement to spring up, because they could have had a Me Too movement for Monica Lewinsky. And that was the day when I saw Monica Lewinsky dragged through the mud by Hillary Clinton and her war room, which included Sidney Blumenthal. That was the day, and James Carville, that was the day that I said, you know what, if Democrats treat Democrat women like this, then why the hell would I want to be a Democrat woman? Because what I witnessed Monica Lewinsky go through, she was dragged through the press, called the most rotten names by the First Lady, when the First Lady had a chance to defame her publicly. Instead of apologizing for her husband's predatory behavior, instead of acknowledging what sexual harassment is, which has absolutely nothing to do with sex and everything to do with power. So, of course, the Democrats are going to ignore the sex part as long as they get the power. And so Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and Keith Ellison and the Lieutenant Governor Fairfax of Virginia have a very long history and many detailed history of using their power over subordinate women. And these subordinate women, if you look at many of these cases, specifically Bill Clinton, there's a litany of them. They're all Democrat female volunteers. You go back all the way into the history to Anita Broderick. She just wanted to help Bill Clinton's gubernatorial campaign. And instead, she ended up getting bit on the lip and told to put some ice on it after she was raped. And so these protestations and these accusations and allegations against Joe Biden really are falling on my deaf ears, except for the sniffing hair part, because that is weird, and it is creepy. So yeah, maybe employ the straight arm club practice, but also keep your nose out of a woman's hair. And let's not forget that Joe Biden exposed himself to female Secret Service agents. Now, if he was not a government official, if he was, CEO or COO of any company, or vice president of any company, a company or a boss or anybody, decides to go swimming naked amongst their peers, that would be sexual harassment, but not Joe Biden. This is from John Nolte. I believe this comes from Breitbart. It's not okay that Harvey Weinstein did it. It's not okay that Charlie Rose did it. But when we learned in 2014 that then Vice President Joe Biden exposed his naked body to women in the Secret Service, the media didn't care. And the media still doesn't care, because orange man bad. In his New York Times bestseller, The First Family Detail, award-winning investigative reporter Ronald Kessler revealed that Biden has a habit of swimming in his pool nude. Female Secret Service agents find that offensive. He added, because of Biden's lack of consideration as evidenced by that habit and his refusal to give agents advance notice of his trips back home, being assigned to his detail is considered the second worst assignment in the Secret Service after being assigned to protect Hillary Clinton, that viper. One agent told Kessler, Biden likes to be revered as Everyday Joe, and that's his thing. Everyday Joe. So being naked, running around in your birthday suit, doing the backstroke in your birthday suit is just part of Everyday Joe. Well, deal me out of that one. But the reality is no agents want to go on his detail because Biden makes agents' lives so tough. Kessler elaborated further in his televised interview. Biden likes to swim nude both at his vice president's residence in Washington and also at his home in Wilmington, which he goes back to several times a week. And this offends female Secret Service agents, he told Fox News's Hannity. They signed up to take a bullet for the president, as you said, but they certainly didn't sign up to see Biden naked. It is offensive. It's abusive. And Nolte asked, who would do such a thing? Exactly. Who would start swimming naked? That would be like me being a protected senator or whatever, having Secret Service protection. I just go swimming naked in front of the male Secret Service agents. Now, I'm sure some of them would like it, but I wouldn't be comfortable. But he's comfortable. He's comfortable swimming nude. He's comfortable sniffing women's hair. He's comfortable grabbing small girls by the shoulders and sticking his nose in their hair and breathing down their necks and trying to go in for an unwanted kiss. John Nolte asks, this is like hiring a maid and walking around the house nude, exactly, because that's what you did before you hired the maid. You know, I had a grandfather, quite frankly, I have to say this, that liked to walk around in his underwear. He did. He liked to walk around in his underwear. Now, the grandkids were all like, yeah, that's just grandpa. But one time he walked around in his underwear and there was a female post office worker that was coming to deliver the mail, and she dropped the mail and screamed and ran away, you know? So there's just places and times for everything. You got to make sure the curtains are closed. You got to make sure your front door is closed. But Joe Biden, no, he is freeing the willy in the pool. There's nothing wrong with skinny dipping in private. And John Nolte says, I can sympathize with those who lose their privacy when security is necessary. But no one forced Joe Biden to accept the role of vice president. He knew the deal going in. And to expose his naked body to female Secret Service agents is not only disrespectful and arrogant, it reeks of a perverse exploitation and abuse of power. And again, we go back to power. Do you think that the debates that we aren't having on policy, whether it's domestic or foreign, has anything to do with the Democrats' insanity? Yes, it does. They are unhinged. But they don't want to talk about their policies, because when you look at their policies, it has everything to do with the increase in political power and government power over the individual. You know, if they thought Obamacare was such a great thing, right? It was going to basically save humanity. It was going to make sure that, I don't know how many, tens of thousands of people were finally insured, or millions of people were finally insured. And yet they don't like it either. They don't want to save Obamacare. Because if they wanted to save Obamacare, they would just double down on the disaster that Obamacare is. So not only do the Republicans want to get rid of Obamacare, but the Democrats want to get rid of Obamacare. And when you look at Obamacare as a policy, it's all about power. And when you look at single payer as a policy, it's all about centralized power. Well, we'll get to the power of this mic right after this break. So happy to be with you today and every Tuesday at this hour. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. He'll join me at hour number two just in about 45 minutes. But until then, we got to keep our lights on. So, Take a break, grab a drink, and join us in about, a couple minutes. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. And that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Basically, what it is an alternative to health insurance. It's not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing organization. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You do it today, as in this second, or maybe after the show, or 2 o'clock in the morning, or 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, and my children are members. It's my third year with Liberty Health Share. I saved $18,000 the first year. I saved $18,000 the second year. I'm talking about with the monthly payments. And there will be an $18,000 savings in year number three. You add it up. That's $54,000 over 3 years. How many of you could use an extra $54,000? And I had three doctor visits in December, and all three took Liberty Health Share. I was shocked. And actually, they all said to me, oh, no, no, everyone's starting to take them. They actually said that in the doctor's office. And there was no fee for any of those three visits. They were considered wellness visits. I did not pay a copay. And it starts at a miraculous $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. So for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4255. 4237 or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com, and regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we are changing healthcare for good. Thank you for sponsoring the show, Liberty Health Share.
Thank you, Wayne. And this is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Thanks so much for joining me today, this hour. I will be here every Tuesday from 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern. I know Wayne has a great audience all throughout the country, but I live in Las Vegas along with Wayne, and I have taken over this mic for him before, prior to when he was national, so we were doing statewide radio together. But you always hear me with him as his guest every Thursday afternoon at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. And so I love to have this mic. It is my blowtorch of truth. That's what I always call it. You know, truth is not a bright, shiny object. It's kind of like why the Democrats always, you know, scream squirrel when you're getting close and you're getting over the target, you start getting flack. They start shining all these little objects around to make sure that their followers and their supporters are looking somewhere else. But except the truth is always buried, right? So you always have to dig it up. Sometimes it comes out on its own. Other times it's captured by someone's own words. But of course, when you catch a Democrat in a lie, then the Democrat talking heads always say, well, it was taken out of context. You know, you have to look at the context. But if a Republican says something wrong, my God, he must be censured. He must be run out of town. He must be deplatformed. He must be censored. Thank you, Twitter. You know that Unplanned movie? I wasn't going to go here, but let's go here for just a little bit, a minute. Because the Unplanned movie is actually a pro-life movie spoken through the words. It's a true story of a woman who used to work for Planned Parenthood until she saw, I believe, a 12-week fetus being aborted during a live sonogram. And when she saw the fetus trying to get away, the baby, okay? It's not a fetal banana. It's not a fetal puppy. It's a baby. So when she saw the 12-week-old baby trying to get away from the instruments that were going to kill it, she realized that she was in the wrong business. And she became a voice for the most vulnerable amongst us. And so Unplanned has broken all expectations as far as revenue. The first opening weekend, I believe they're over $7 million. They outperformed Captain Marvel, who was now featured as a woman, and she didn't want white men going to her movie. And I don't think a lot of white men did. But Unplanned was their Twitter account was taken down by Twitter. Probably just one of those glitches, you know, just a glitch. And then every time you would go and follow Unplanned on Twitter, you would somehow unfollow them. And it would happen in seconds. Richard Grenell, the ambassador to Germany, showed us on Twitter exactly what was happening when he tried to follow Unplanned. He kept getting unfollowed or being unfollowed. And so we're up against a lot, but that's why I love this mic, because I can pretty much say anything except for what I wouldn't say in front of my grandmother, and that's not a lot. But we'll be right back after this break. We're going to get into Creepy Joe a little bit more because he has got a major Ukraine problem. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort
comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
This show is sponsored by Cenogenics, by the way, all over the United States, not just in Vegas. But really, Vegas is an important part of it because Cenogenics has 21 clinics all over the United States, anti-aging clinics, teaching how to eat better and exercise better and hormonal therapy and vitamins. And everything they teach you is amazing, and it changed my life and it made Wayne Root great again. But out of those 21 clinics, the biggest one in the country, their main clinic is in Las Vegas. So if you live in Vegas, it's just easy peasy to go to their clinic without getting on an airplane, without spending, you know, $3,000 for the weekend. It's free. You just get in your car and drive a couple blocks, and you're in their clinic in Summerlin. So give Cenogenics a call because they made Wayne Root great again. I feel great. I look great. They really did change my life, and I feel like they took about 10, 15 years off my face, which is really helpful when you're on national TV. Could be the reason I have the number one show on Newsmax TV by far, by a mile, because people watch you on TV, and they either like your face or they don't. And it's nice to have a thinner face. It's nice to have a younger face. So thank you, Cenogenics, for making Wayne Root young again, and I think they and making me great again, and I think they could do that for you, too. Call them. It's free, and then you get a free no-obligation consultation. So between the two of those things, what's the risk to you? Nothing. Call them. 888-YOUNGER. How easy is that? 888-YOUNGER, as opposed to older. Toll-free anywhere in the USA for a free no-obligation consultation. 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com. Register for your free no-obligation consultation there. Cenogenics. If you don't want to call, go online, Cenogenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. Thank you for making Wayne young again.
Thank you, Wayne. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, you can tweet me at ReaganBabe, but you can send me an email, ReaganBabe@ProtonMail, and I'd be happy to read any of your words on the air, as long as I can say it in front of my grandma. You can also call me, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. But before we get to Ukraine, let's go south of our border first, shall we? Because there was some major breaking news as I was checking the news. Did you know that Mexican avocado prices have exploded by most in a decade after the Trump border threat? Yes, folks, we can either have cheap avocados or we can have a strong border. Now, according to Bloomberg, Bloomberg reports that Mexico's avocado prices soared 35% today, the biggest daily spike since early 2009, following headlines from the Trump administration that threatened to shut the Mexican border. As we noted previously, the president and CEO, Steve Barnard of Mission Produce, a global avocado distributor, told Reuters that Americans would face a severe shortage of avocados within 1 month upon the border shutdown, adding that we would be out of business for a while. You couldn't pick a worse time of year because Mexico supplies virtually 100% of the avocados in the U.S. right now. I think it's the perfect time to shut down the border. What about you? I can do without my hipster avocado toast. I will forego my guacamole with my chips as long as it means that I am not paying $136 billion a year for people who have zero right to be here. Every illegal alien that has crossed illegally into our country has committed a crime. I say that because I'm not a racist, because illegal aliens aren't a race. You know, we were told just a month ago that it was a manufactured crisis. The border is just a manufactured crisis. That's what Nancy Pelosi was telling us. That's what every Democrat was telling us. That is what every talking head in the press was telling us, except for the president and anybody with common sense. And of course, the Border Patrol agents and the Department of Homeland Security. But now that Jed Johnson from the last administration, head of the Department of Homeland Security, came out over the weekend and said, well, yes, it is a crisis. Now, all of a sudden, it's a crisis. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? The Democrats don't want to close the border. The hipsters want their avocados. The Democrats need their Cloward Piven caravans coming over this border by the tens of thousands. If there weren't women and children in these numbers, it would be considered an invasion. Most caravans that were carrying their oppressors' flags should be treated as invaders. If you are being persecuted politically, why are you carrying your oppressors' flag as you march illegally towards our border, or you're being illegally human trafficked across Mexico to our border? This is going to be the number one issue for the campaign, I believe, in 2020, because it should. We are not a country if we do not have a strong border. And leave it to Mitch McConnell. Leave it to good old Mitch to backstab the president in the back and come out on the dais, I believe it was today or yesterday, and said, well, it would be a catastrophe if we closed the border. Oh, really? What kind of economic catastrophe would it be, Mitch? Because right now we are paying $136 billion on people who have no legal right to be here. And according to projections, and this comes from Representative Gibb from Arizona, and also comes from plenty of reports, so it's not just a Republican telling you that. Tens of thousands of them are being dumped on our streets, many without ankle bracelets, to disappear into the shadows. And then given a slip of paper that says, hey, if you're a real moron, if you have absolutely no brain between your two ears, come back in 3 years and show up in front of a judge and get deported. No one's going to do that. And the face of the illegal aliens, yes, they're called illegal aliens. They are not called immigrants. According to law, they are called illegal aliens. Once illegal aliens cross, or the picture of, or the demographic of illegal aliens back in the Clinton years were men. They were young men illegally crossing our border to work. But now, because we can identify those young men, right? It's easy to pick them out. Now they're coming with families, quote unquote families, children, pregnant women. Why not use our hospitals? They're free. Use our schools to teach your non-English speaking kids. They're free, not for you, or for you, but not for me. I don't have kids, but if I sent them to school, it wouldn't be free. If I moved to Mexico, I would make sure my children knew Spanish. I wouldn't force the Mexican government to teach my kids Spanish. But they know they can do it, so they get away with it. And they're smart enough to change the demographic. So it's not just men illegally crossing our border. It's men, women, and children, or children in the womb. I'm surprised Planned Parenthood hasn't lined up shops right along the Mexico border. They'd have a landmark business. And so this should be the number one issue going into 2020. Because illegal immigration is a crime. But according to Mitch McConnell, well, to shut down our border, it would be a national catastrophe. It would be an economic catastrophe. Oh, really? I can deal with the 35% spike in avocados. And I realize that it's not only avocados are coming over that border. But if you have a CEO of one of the largest exporters of avocados, Mexican company, saying, well, we get all our produce from Mexico. Well, tough bounce. Sorry. You're going to have to figure it out. Maybe you can drop them from a drone. But we got to get a handle on our borders, and certainly the Democrats aren't going to want to, because they need all of these people to overthrow the capitalist system. It's called the Cloward-Piven model of economics. Those that don't understand Cloward-Piven, get real familiar with it, because that's exactly what is happening. You get more people in the wagon than pulling the wagon. And that's how you overthrow capitalism. That's how you institute socialism. You grow the government programs accordingly, not amongst the citizens here who pay for it, but just import illegal alien invaders and their non-English speaking kids and their non-English speaking relatives. Oh, make sure we still have chain migration so they too can contact their friends back in Honduras and saying, hey, do 20 of you want to come over, join me? Sure. Family reunification. Family reunification now is the number one issue for these immigrants. It's not safety and security. They're not fleeing. They're not refugees. They're illegal aliens. They want family reunification, or they don't want to drop a anchor baby right in our backyard. We'll pay for it. Why not? And we are on track, as Representative Biggs said today when he was being interviewed on Neil Cavuto. He said, we've caught 1.2 million this year, 1.2 million this year. So the question remains, how many haven't we caught? How many haven't we caught? Now, according to Representative Biggs, he says that represents 1/3 of the potential So 3 million illegal aliens by the end of this fiscal year? Are you kidding me? You want to pay for it? You're going to see an increase in your taxes. Well, we need more property taxes for the children. It's for the children. Yeah, it's for all the children that don't speak English. Screw your kids. They speak English. What about all these kids that... You know, I wrote an article, and I don't have it in front of me, but 86 different languages were being spoken in the Nashville school district. 86. You know how much money that costs to teach English as second language? In Nevada here, we spent $1 billion on Zoom schools, which means that those schools are specifically for English as second language learners, English language learners, ELL schools, $1 billion. And guess what? They're broke. And they only have a 40% literacy rate and a similar graduation rate. So illegal immigration is bankrupting our country. And so I've said for the last... 6 months, probably. Close the border. Close the border and see what happens. Let's see if it's really a national catastrophe, an economic catastrophe. Don't you think that Mexico will finally start doing something about it? Now, in a press conference today, out of when Trump was with, I believe, one of the leaders in the UN, I'll have to double check exactly who it was. I caught part of the interview. But he basically said that Mexico is starting to do things. Well, they're not doing enough. So if you'd like to see the border closed, I'd love to take your call. I'd like to see how many of you out there think like me. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Shut it down, close it down, and let's see what happens. But we'll be shut down if we don't take this break. So give us a few minutes, and we'll be right back. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. You can also tweet me, at ReaganBabe. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Megan is with us for another segment. I have so many texts asking me, where are you, where are you, where are you? And Megan Barth was here to do the first hour of the show. Here's the deal. We used to do this when I had a local Vegas radio show, and I would have Megan come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? Those are the 2 days, yeah. And do the first hour of the show, and then I would do the last two and do the other 3 hours, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But on Tuesday, Thursday, it gave me an extra hour to work out. It was like a vacation. I loved it. So I thought we'd try that again, and my audience always loves Megan. And Chris, my board op, has been telling me in my ear from the moment I got back, Megan was fantastic. Megan was fantastic. Make sure you tell everyone how much you appreciate how good she was, because she was fantastic. So, Megan, you were fantastic.
Well, thank you. You know I love this microphone.
All right. So we're giving Megan a chance here to be the next superstar of Vegas radio, mm-hmm. on Tuesdays, and maybe it'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays soon again.
Yeah,
we'll see. But I enjoyed it. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed, because I got, instead of my usual rushed 25 minutes of working out and then rushing upstairs, I did 25 minutes before Megan got here, and then like 45 minutes after Megan started doing her show, and then I get to just take a shower, put on my clothes, be ready to go, and boom, we're here. So that was great, man. I got a great workout in. I love it.
We covered real quick. We covered the border, that the avocados are going to spike in prices. You know, there's other avocados. Florida grows avocados. California grows avocados. We can do without avocados.
So it's kind of like I always say, we don't need all these people imported from other countries.
Right.
Why can't Americans do the work? Well, we don't need all those avocados imported from other countries. Why can't American avocados do the job?
Right. But you know what we didn't get to, and something we have to get to before I leave here today, is
Pete
Buttigieg.
We don't know how to pronounce his last name. Didn't you say they're saying it's butt edge or something?
According to some,
how can he be president with a name like that?
I don't know.
He's gay and his name is Butt Edge? Is that true?
Butt Edge?
Chris is in my ear going, careful.
Butt-edge.
It's funny. Come on. It's funny. It's ridiculous. But I predicted him. Whatever. He's got a butt gig. The point is, I predicted today on Twitter and on Facebook, I said, looking at their entire field of pathetic, helpless, horrible candidates, most of whom are communists, and he is too, by the way. He's a commie. His left-wing views are horrible. Pete the gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana. That would be the best way to describe him, and everyone knows who I'm talking about. Can I tell you something? I predict he's going to be either their nominee or the VP of someone who's the nominee. I think he's their best single candidate, and they'll prepare him for 2024, 2028. Because Trump's going to win by a landslide, in my opinion, over anybody, and he will trounce this guy. We're not electing the first gay president of the United States of America. It's not going to happen. Midwest isn't voting for a gay guy as president of the United States. Mark my words. He could win the nomination of the Democratic Party. I will say, don't say I'm being anti-gay, because I think he's the best candidate they've got. I think he's handsome. I think he's well-spoken. I think he's got a military background. I think he's a perfect candidate to be a much higher office someday. But first, he's got to go from, like, mayor to senate or governor, and right. Then they'll have a presidential candidate. But I don't think anyone's ready for a young guy who looks like he's 12 years old, by the way. He looks like Opie. He literally looks like he's not old enough to be a congressman, let alone president of the United States. But he is a handsome kid, he is a well-spoken kid, and he is a ex-military, and all of that's impressive. But I think you told me about his father.
Yeah, and this comes from my dad. I don't know about this, but
My dad? Oh, your dad told you about it.
Yeah,
I thought
there's
a new website called mydad.com. Go ahead.
No, that's how I get a lot of my information. So Pete Buttigieg's father, whatever, was a Marxist professor.
Great.
Who lauded the Communist Manifesto. Now, this comes out of the Washington Examiner from two reporters. The father of Democratic presidential hopeful Pete blah blah was a Marxist professor who spoke fondly of the Communist Manifesto and dedicated a significant portion of his academic career to the work of Italian Communist Party founder Antonio Gramsci, an associate of Vladimir Lenin.
Unbelievable. You know, it's amazing. I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Wayne Root is Wayne Root because my dad, David Root, was such a pro-capitalist conservative butcher from Mount Vernon, New York and Bronxville, New York. And I just absorbed it all from my dad. And this guy, my dad was the ultimate right winger, and this guy's father was a commie. So you do really believe he's not a commie? And you and I were talking about this in the break, Megan. There's a lot of guys at West Point and in the military now, officers, who are commies, but they join the army thinking it's like Obama. They're being groomed to be vice president, governor, mayor, senator one day. I think this is all part of a plan.
Better to take down the United States than vote for a communist and then be head of the CIA, a la John Brennan.
But let's point out what I mean, though. It's hard to call someone a commie when they're a former colonel. People just have such respect, including Wayne Root, for anyone who was an officer in the military. So this is how the commies are grooming them now. Right. They're grooming them to be officers in the military.
Right.
And so it's hard to be mad at somebody, right?
Right. We caught that cadet at West Point had the communist, I think, hammer and sickle. Like, that was
inside his hat.
And sewn inside his
hat. But he was stupid. He was the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of male cadets at West Point.
Right.
See, Obama was a commie who was stealth and quiet about it and would never admit it. He'd go, I'm so moderate, that's ridiculous. But he's a commie. Whereas Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is ruining everything for all of them, her and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, because they're admitting they're commies. So that guy with the cap should never have admitted it, and he would have gone on to be an officer. Big mistake.
I have a question. How is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going to confiscate all the cows? And then what are they going to do with all the cows?
Well, I have a question. If the
are they going to kill the cows?
Well, that's a great question. Here's another one. If a cow's farts are causing global warming and you killed all the cows, wouldn't you have to kill all the humans? Because what about our farts? There's more humans farting than there are cows farting. So why is it only cows that need to die?
That's what Planned Parenthood is for.
There you go. How could I not know that?
Yes.
Well, that's just for babies. They have no problem killing babies. But how about all the old people farting? We're going to have to kill all them too.
That's Obamacare, Wayne.
There you go. Everything's figured out. Death panels. I get it. You got to murder everyone to have a clean environment. Look. Wow, I could breathe. I have no asthma. That's because I'm the only one left on Earth. Wayne Allyn-Root, worn out. Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
Great job.
Question, you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.